AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Reaction from students to the U.S. Supreme Court today rejecting President Biden's plan to ease the burden of student loan debt.
President Biden must cancel student loan debt again, and he must ensure that there is no return to repayment.
Melissa Byrne founded the group We the 45 Million. President Biden says he too is disappointed by the court's decision. He's pointing to other federal programs that will help ease borrowers' burdens. He also spoke out against Republicans in Congress who also rejected his plan.
The hypocrisy is stunning. You can't help a family making 75 grand a year, but you can help a millionaire.
The Supreme Court decision follows yesterday's ruling that ends affirmative action in higher education. And the High Court today also sided with a website designer in Colorado who didn't want to promote same-sex marriage.
I'm so very grateful to the United States Supreme Court, who affirmed today that Colorado can't force me or anyone to say something we don't believe.
An inflation index closely monitored by the Federal Reserve dropped last month to its lowest level since mid-2021, pulled down by lower gas prices and slower rising food costs. That helped fuel a stock market rally today. The Dow gained 285 points. Hollywood is mourning the passing of Oscar-winning actor Alan Arkin.
Arkin was an immediate success in movies, with an Oscar nomination in the 1966 Cold War spoof, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming.
We are, of course, Norwegians.
40 years later, Alan Arkin won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Little Miss Sunshine. His son said Alan Arkin was a uniquely talented force of nature, both as an artist and a man. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been barred from running for office again until 2030. A panel of judges concluded he abused his power and cast unfounded doubts on the country's electronic voting system. Do you remember the little Cuban boy whose mother died while trying to bring her son to the U.S.? Well, now that child is a 29-year-old Cuban politician.
Elian Gonzalez became the face of long-strained relations between Cuba and the U.S. Elian eventually was returned to his father in Cuba, and just this April, he was sworn in as a member of Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, Cuba's Congress. He says returning to Cuba so many years ago was the right thing to do. Maybe I would have lived better. Not everyone who leaves lives better, but it would have been easier. Elian is also the father of a 2-year-old daughter. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.